The Sugar Beet Report, brought to you by Provosol from BASF, Corteva Agrisciences, H&S Manufacturing, Syngenta, Premium Ag Solutions, Vive Crop Protection, and Sess Vanderhoff. American Crystal General Agronomist Joe Hastings is our guest. Joe, we had some areas with some heavy rains here this week. A little too early yet to tell what kind of damage?
Yeah, I guess is Grand Forks. Around that area and west of Grand Forks, we see some heavy rains. And, you know, yesterday we did see a lot of runoff coming off those fields, a lot of full ditches. We're going to have to evaluate and see what's happening there. And hopefully it comes off quickly. To the north, you know, that Titson County, they've been just been getting a lot of rain. I think one of the wettest Junes ever up there.
How about Cercospora?
We found the first Cercospora spots in our growing region. It was in the Hillsborough District on Tuesday. So definitely, you can feel this air. It's been two short days a lot of these days. I think especially Tuesday it was just miserable out there. So, we're starting to see that. We've had some high daily infection values at the severe level. I think we're going to start seeing these Cercospora fungicide applications should start going on probably this week. We know it's 4th of July weekend yet, but I'm thinking more next week we'll start getting those applications on in fields where the rows are closed or some of those earlier planted beets. It's time to get it on because fungicides are only a protectant. You want to get ahead of that disease. By the time infection occurs, you start seeing spots 5 to 10 days or so after that initial Cercospora spore infection. So you want to have that out as a protectant. And don't let Cercospora get a foothold in your field. To keep that leaf tissue in good working order to make sugar, to make tons for you, and in the end, make sugar.
And that's the Sugar Beet Report brought to you by Premium Ag Solutions, Provosol from BASF, Sess Vanderhoff, Corteva Agrisciences, H&S Manufacturing, Syngenta, and Vive Crop Protection.